cliffcentral.com.
From her special heart to yours, Dumi Moraike specifically requested that that Whitney Houston, or as we say in various parts of the world, yes. Whitney Houston.
Yes.
We're used to saying Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
Isn't it?
Oh, the lead.
Oh, the late, ish. Yes.
We mustn't just play her songs, huh? We must put some sniff in the nose.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
Then see. Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Timi Meraki.
And I'm Mabali Moloe.
And I'm Sandy Smith.
You are indeed. So here's what happened last week. Last week, Dumi and I were talking, and she happened to mention numerology, and that this is something that, you know, she was trying to educate me on, because I was saying, I'm not sure if I'm 100% convinced. So then we thought, you know what, for the sake of, you know, educating everyone, let's bring somebody who can come in and talk to us about numerology. So Sandy Smith is joining us this morning. Thank you for taking the time out of your schedule, Sandy.
Because, thanks for the invite.
Because you do consult on a regular
basis,
right? I mean, you've got tons of clients that you work with, and they all, you know, need your services and expertise. So thank you for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now,
cool.
The interesting thing is, Sandy arrived first in the studio, and then Dumi arrived. And then I saw you sit down on the couch next to Sandy, and I just observed the two of you launch into this conversation that must have lasted about 7 minutes. So I am dying to know what you two were talking about, because I was sitting on the opposite extreme end of the room, just busy like typing away on my laptop.
That's because my understanding of numerology has always been quite basic, and where I've played with numerology has always been with the basics. And then hello, enter Sandy, and then she plays a around with my numbers. And
what numbers?
I realized that is deeper, which is my birth, my birthday. And so we threw in my birthday, we threw in my husband's birth date. And the first thing that hit me was that my husband and I are exactly this, we have exactly the same numbers. We're not exactly the same, but we have exactly the same numbers.
Life path? They have
same life path.
Same double hidden aspect. One is born on the 22nd. Which is Tumi, her hubby is born on the 31st, and both those numbers will add to a 4.
Okay, all
but
right.
But the difference is that Tumi's born on the 22nd, and that's a power number. So I said to her, does her husband know that she's the boss in the house?
Well, if he didn't know, now he knows. But I mean, it doesn't even surprise me when you say that she's got power numbers, because that's what her energy exudes.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You understand that from, you know, within seconds of meeting Dumi and interacting with her.
Yeah.
You're a powerful person. You're a powerhouse.
You know what I need to do? I need to own this and know this, because that's where my problem is.
I have got one other thing to tell you.
Uh-oh.
So when you say she's a powerhouse, so 22-4 is a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at Nelson Mandela, he had a life path which was a 44-8, which is all about communication. And before he went into prison, he had issues about the way he communicated.
Mm.
So it was aggressive communication or aggressive behavior.
Yes.
And the universe said to him, we have bigger plans for you. So when he went to jail, he was not allowed to communicate. He had to find a different way to communicate with the other guys that were in jail with him. And he came out and he became a communicator. And your life path is a 44-8 as well.
Oh,
No pressure.
I don't think this means you'll end up in jail. But But I mean, what it does mean is that bigger things are even to come, is what I'm understanding.
The whole thing about a life path or a number, any number, you could be born on the 11th. When you've got a power number, the universe affords you more, but it expects more.
Mm.
And you have to affect people's lives because that's what power numbers do. You might deal on a one-to-one basis, but when they walk away from you, you should have lifted them.
I love this, because I've always said, I feel like as a stand-up comedian, that it's a calling, that it's something I need to do. You don't walk away feeling horrible about yourself. You walk away laughing, but also going, I really actually, I can do better. That's what I always hope people walk away doing.
Well, I think when you say you feel that you wish you could do better, is because you are quite humble in your in who you are, and a little bit over analytical of who you are. But I think what is so interesting is that your criticism of your or your analysis of yourself at times is quite quiet. Besides today, she's doing it live on air. Is that you do keep trying to perfect and do better. Mm. And that is 10 out of 10, because most people will just stand still.
Yeah.
And you keep wanting to climb the stairs. That's the very hunger. Important.
The hunger.
Yeah.
Oh, enough about me.
The passion. It's the passion.
Yeah.
And you love a challenge.
I do.
You've got the words architect and design, and you've got the wicked tongue.
Oh, don't we know that? But we love your wicked tongue. Your wicked tongue makes us laugh, and at the same time, it makes us think. It entertains. It entertains and it educates all in one.
My husband loved that wicked tongue. Let me tell you,
Sandy. We'll get into more details. With Jumi's numbers.
No, we won't. We're done
now. Second. Oh, okay. No. All right. Okay. That's fine. But just to take it back to the beginning, because the beginning is always a good point to start.
Yes.
There are a lot of different things out there. There's astrology. There's tarot card reading. There's this. There's that.
Where does numerology fit in?
What is numerology and where are its origins from?
Oof, it goes back to even before the 6th century. So it really, really, really is old.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of still having this preference of its origins being around Asia and Mesopotamia. And if we think of it makes sense. Because there was no Johannesburg in those days. You know
no,
what I mean?
There wasn't.
Okay. And yet you get Pythagoras was given the accolade of bringing numerology, as much as he practiced it under the table, so to speak, and moved around because the powers that be would have arrested him or whatever. He traveled extensively, and a lot of people give him credit for for being a numerologist. But actually, where he traveled, that's where he discovered it. And what he did is he just brought it to light. And, I've got a book on the history of numbers. When you go back to where did even numbers originate, you've got the Mediterranean Sea, which was actually more of a river probably than it is a sea, that numbers came out more out of India and northern Africa and part of Mesopotamia, and the origins sit right there. So that's the origins of numbers. Then there's how we counted. If you take a shepherd, how would he know how many sheep would go out and how many sheep would come in? And they would use a piece of a branch, and they'd put the leaves on to count the sheep, and that became the abacus. So you go, and then all the counting, your hands, your knuckles on your thumb was 1, 10, and your whole thumb was 100. And then a certain part of the ball of your hand became 1,000. So, and then there was obviously no words, but there was counting and there was expressions, etc. So numbers go back. If there were no numbers, there'd be no astrology.
Okay.
Because astrology is your date of birth and your time of birth.
Yes.
So astrology is way younger, but it would not exist if there wasn't numbers. But numerology, when you put all of these other things together, graphology, face profiling, astrology, it doesn't matter. There is an energy of similarity or the sameness that is there. My system is not conventional numerology. I took it to another level, because otherwise conventional numerology makes, if Mabali, you and I were born on the same day, it makes us the same, and we're not.
No.
And then we are different ages. But importantly, your name that is on your birth certificate is the map of your entire life, and you can't change that. You can try and change your names. You'll just add more confusion to your life. But what is on your birth certificate maps out your life. You put your birth date together with with that. Yes. And you get a story of who you are. And then in my system, you have two different numbers at the turn of every birthday. So your year begins on your birthday, and that's when you make your New Year's resolution. And then you go into two numbers, and that will define what is going on your home front. And the other one is about the world or work. So when you leave your home, what is going on out there when you encounter or it encounters you?
And you remember, Mabali, you were like, you don't like things that are airy-fairy. You want preciseness. And for me, why I believe in numerology is because of the precision of numbers. Mm. That's the one thing that you can't discount.
Yeah, 1 + 1 = 2. And 100%. It can only be ever 2.
Yeah.
But it's taken me 26 years to actually develop all of this and go into the depth of what a name actually is, because every letter in your name is a time in your life. So I can tell you what happened around the age of 3 to 5. I can tell you what will happen around your age of 60 or 70. But I can also see if you're not going to live that long, which is not exactly what I focus on, and yes, I don't give that to people. Yes. If people come to me because they are somebody who is ill, I will go there for them. But I try, my system is about addressing who you are, your strengths, knowing your weakness, which is generally where you are weak, is your strength. Huh? So isn't it interesting to me, if I just might say something, is that you are a comedian. So you've had communication issues, but you're using your comedy as your means to communicate to people.
Mm.
It's just one level. It's one level, but there's a lot of coaching that you have in your numbers. There's a lot of strong strength in your numbers. But the factual thing is you're 22, which adds to a 4. You lack facts, figures, detail, information. And Mabali's born on the 13th, and 1 + 3 = 4, too. So she also lacks detail. Mm-hmm. She lacks tangibility and realness. Mm-hmm. And this is a science. This is real.
So, I mean, you talk about how my name maps out my life, and then also the numbers that are associated with the different letters of the name.
Yes.
Does that mean then that I lose a certain level of control with regards to how my life will go, because no, it's predetermined, I didn't get to have a say because my parents picked my name?
As a matter of fact, your parents didn't pick your name.
Mm. Who picked my name?
Your names were written in a cluster of stars in the heavens before your parents even picked your name. So many people laughed and they said, okay, so we've got, you know, Doc Kamalo. So where is there a star, you know? And I say, okay, well, let's go to his real name. But you'll see that at the time of conception, there's a group of stars. And as the child is being formed and then birthed, a lot of stars will dissipate. But you will see in the collective of the stars, you'll see the word Doc in the word doctor that's in a star.
Wow.
And K-H-U, it might have some, but you'll see the Marlowe as well. You'll spot it immediately.
Sure.
So your name was already cast before your parents actually got to it. And to get to your point of, is it predetermined? Pretty much. But if you know what is coming and you know in the truth of how much you can achieve and how much you can see a negative and go, okay, there it is, and you can walk through it or you can walk around it. That's your choice. Mm. And that's what life is about. It is about choice.
Mm.
But being present is the most important.
Huh. But you know, it's interesting, this thing about names, because I'll give you an example of my second born, is that my father-in-law really wanted him named after one of the matriarchs from the family.
Mm-hmm.
And what ended up happening is, my son ended up being born anyway on the day that led to him having the same name as that matriarch. So I do believe that children's names are predetermined, because, I mean, I'm married into an Ashanti culture, and they also believe that children choose their families. You don't choose your parents.
100%.
Parents don't choose their kids. The kids choose the family.
And they are the teachers, by the way. And the parent is not the teacher, just the guide.
And they arrive, they slot in. Because even the way they name in Ashanti is they name you based on the day you were born, where you are in the line of children. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then there's that special name that an elder will give you. And I found it very interesting that all the names, my second born, particularly him, because, you know, he stands out for me because he was born at a very dark time in our lives. Yet his name is Light.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a name we had been talking about until the week he was born, when my husband went to church and he came back quite emotional, saying, here's a name that hit me in different languages. in this sitting, and I knew that this has to be his name. Mm. And this was before we knew any of this darkness was coming.
Okay? And what was your child's birthday?
He was born on the 10th of April in 2012.
He's still a baby.
But he knows better than everybody, unfortunately.
He does, but we learn. But now tell me, on this issue of birth dates and names, if you were to take the country, I mean, part of our interest in the numerology as well is, you know, numerology also affects us as a whole.
First of all, you've got the global year, which is affects everybody from a general perspective. Then you've got every day within a year. If you have the numbers of that day, there is an effect. And when we look at South Africa, then we get down to its birth date and the specifics of where South Africa is, although South Africa is also affected by the impact of global. So
would the birth of South Africa be, would we say the South Africa we're in now that was born on the 27th of April 1994,
that was just a
the
change
republic
of- No, there was a change of political party. There was a change of government. It wasn't a
it
change.
It didn't really change the...
There was not... South Africa was still remains the Republic of
the
South
Republic
Africa.
Republic of South Africa.
And that's the 31st of May 1961. So that was, when you look at the 27th, it was so interesting because of what was going on, and people were going to, there's going to be war and guns blazing. But that day was one of the most peaceful numeric days for people to be in single file, to put their cross, etc. It was just, it was a nine outcome. It was just chilled, peaceful, hey, Shua. No aggression,
it was very
no nothing.
That day. You're right.
And that day, in relation to what year South Africa was in the year of change. It was in just before May. We were still in a 4 year, so we were doing the structures. And as we hit the 31st of May, we went into the word change. And we're born in May, so normally fives don't like change. But we voted for change. We were, it was enough. It's the same as where we are right now. We are kind of back there again because my predictions were that we would move more to the middle in the municipal elections, which we've done. And in 2019, that will be, there'll be a collective and it'll be a celebratory year. But go back to 1994, that was a year of change. And we, America's life path is a five. In a life path, there's a much stronger issue. And their life path is about power, and they don't do change. You change according to them.
To them, yeah.
So very different, because when you've got a number that is out of a life path, it's in a day or a month, it's much more active. It's much more opportune and positive.
So can we be hopeful as South Africans? Because I feel like this year was so tumultuous.
You know why?
It was so trying. It was so exhausting.
Well, everybody.
Can I just ask, I mean, before we even talk about looking forward, at the beginning of this year, because, you know, you spoke about being able to predict what's going to happen to someone, and even to the extent of knowing when somebody's going to die. So at the beginning of this year, were you sitting at home thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, they have no idea what's about.
I was already in December of last year doing radio shows or news programs, TV news programs, or writing for magazines, saying, first of all, 2016, it adds to a nine. Nine means Buddha, yoga, chilled, hey, Shua, you know, sitting on a mountain or tree hugging or just calm. However, when you add that to a day in a month, you get twice over the same number. In my system, you get triple fold. So every day was immediately a high impact day.
Oh, boy.
Then if you had your numbers, the impact was even higher. Sure. So it could be positive or it could be negative. It just depended where you were. So the impact of this year, when every year adds to a nine, is huge. But now we're stepping out of that. So I think everybody would clearly like to say, may 2016 be gone.
Okay, yes. No, I don't think anybody will have complaints there.
Yeah.
And then 2017?
Okay, so I'll do 2017 as a general, then I'll go west to where South Africa is.
Okay.
So 2017 now adds to a one. So this is entrepreneurship. This is freedom to start your own business.
Ooh.
This is no more standing at robot.
Mm.
Uh-uh. Mm. Especially for the people who keep driving past the robot and handing out. So I'm using that in a general consensus, in the sense that there's many people in families or friends who keep going to their family with a hand out saying, you know, I'm in trouble, I need help.
Oh, yes.
That person should not be helping and saying, what are you going to do to stop being where you are, yes, and doing what you're doing?
Yes.
So, you know, free enterprise started in South Africa in 1988. It's still there. Mm. And there can be no excuse, oh, I can't get a job, or BEE, or blah, blah. Mm. This is entrepreneurship. This is independence. It's individuality. It's up to me, myself, and I. That's what one means, to make it happen. Because then if we make I happen, we can make we happen.
Nice. But can I, okay, let me interrupt your thought for a second there. Something's standing out to me. Tell me if I'm wrong. So we've moved from 9, we're going to 1. Does that mean we've come to the end of a cycle?
Correct.
And we're starting a new cycle?
Correct. So a 9 will always be, when it's an age related to a human being, will be, you will be in your life path. And the global years in a 9-9, which is the end of, and the 1 will be the start of.
Mm.
But for you, for example, you have a 44-8 life path. You go to your life path in 2017.
Okay.
Whenever your age will add to a 9 is when you will be in your life path, which is generally a long, hard year, which we've basically had as a global year, 2016. Mm-hmm. But 2017 is your fortune is because of you. If you're waiting on anybody else, you're going to be at the bus stop and the bus ain't coming.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got to stand up, you've got to lead, you've got to drive. It's the year of great fortune. There's good money, there's good opportunity.
Did you hear that, Ryan? Did you hear that? You're going to recover.
No more buts. No more buts. This is get off the butt.
Yes.
And step up and say, what is it do I love doing? Because if you turn that into a business and you make money out of doing what you love doing, hey, how easy is that?
Sure.
Can I ask, why is 0 not factored into the numbers? Why do we only consider numbers 1 to 9? Because 0 is a digit. It's a number, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, but it generally comes after. So you can't look at, you know, the technology 2701. If you're looking at the 10th of, the 0 in conventional numerology doesn't exist. In mine, it does. Because if you're born on the 10th, for example, that 1 in your day will tell you I'm independent and I can and I will own my own business. Mm. The 0 says I can start at the beginning and I can move around, turn my life into a success. And when I'm finished doing whatever, I can sell it and move on to the next thing.
Ah.
So it's got a cycle and it always allows you to take a chance to begin something new.
Sure.
Okay. So, You also scribbled down my numbers, mm-hmm, right? You took my date of birth. Mm-hmm. So let's do me now, because yeah, we started with do me.
Yeah. Okay, so for you, Mabali, on your home front, you have been in the year of me, myself, I, and you've been questioning yourself as to who. And I'm going to go back to December last year,
December 2015.
Correct. And there's this whole thing of the thinking of where am I going?
Yes.
Then you get into the middle of 2015, into December of 2015, and you're starting to go, this is what I like. This is what I want. This is where I want to go. And as you stepped into January of this year, you start telling people, this is what I'm doing.
Mm.
This is who I am. And you start, but it starts from deep down inside of you. That's around the home front, is creating your individuality, your independence, your singularity. And so if you're in a relationship or you're married or whatever, you're still saying, who am I in this environment?
Mm.
I need to stand up and I need to be counted.
Mm.
Okay. So as you are approaching your birthday in June of 2017, you're going into an indecision time. It's a make and break. It's backwards and forwards. It's undecided. And when you are undecided, you don't make a decision.
You are absolutely right.
And I tell you when you can is you get to April of 2018, I promise you, your decisions will start falling into place. I think there's a property coming. There's, I don't know if there's a buy and sell. I think right now, don't go there, and or you can until June of next year. But from June of 2017 to 2018, you've got a lot of water problems around you. You've got a lot of make and break things. I see you signing quite a lot of legal documents. I don't know if you're going to do some further study, but eventually there's going to be this property thing, and I'm seeing some wonderful celebrations and a few other really, really good things that are coming there, babies kind of thing.
Oh! Girl, go get some and create some.
That really just frightened me.
Yes, that
that scared me.
She's such a commitment phobe, this one.
No, she's a mapper and planner just like you. If she doesn't map and plan, she doesn't do. But I know her map and plan, you see. You're going to do well with property, by the way, in your life. Both of you have got fours. Very, you and your husband and Mabali, property.
Great.
But what is interesting is your age adds to a six.
Yes.
My age also adds to a six. So this is us connecting.
Okay.
And we've connected before, but now we are reconnecting.
Yes.
So everything from June of 2016 to your birthday in 2017 is connecting and voicing and speaking. It's about your ideas, your concepts, and they're not necessarily new. That'll start to falling into place now. The penny is going in the slot, but you'll see your turning point is the 13th of December, which is today.
Just today.
Hello. You'll start to see how it gains momentum. And there's recognition and acknowledgement for you. And people are if you spoke to them a year ago about some ideas, whatever, they weren't hearing you. But they will phone you and say, do you remember when we chatted about blah, blah, blah? And you go, oh, they say, I'm in.
Okay.
And you will go, oh my gosh. And you get so excited because you are energy driven and this is the time. Your thoughts, your ideas, you can implement them. They're all going to happen.
Okay. I have to I have to admit this. Just this morning, I got an offer from a friend of mine to partner with him in a business prospect that he's got lined up for next year. That happened this morning before you even came in.
So your thing that drives you the most, your weakest thing is you've got a four life path that says, my paperwork piles to the side. And I'm going my, which I mean your paperwork on the home front. So now if you step into a business, the first thing you're going to do with this friend of yours is put the paperwork between the two of you, because that's where you start any business.
Yes.
And then you be in charge of the monetary factor regarding the business. Don't ever think that a CFO is somebody that you can give trust to. You must always handle the in and out of the money. They can design what the money must do, and you can give them the money to spend, but they don't dip into the bank.
Okay.
But it's your flight will arrive on the tarmac at your birthday next year.
Okay.
And you have to board the plane.
Yes.
And guess who's the pilot?
Me.
Yes.
She says it with such joy.
And that's what's so awesome, because you will, as much as you're a map and planner, you'll be able to fly that plane wherever you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So there's liftoff for you next year.
Okay. Well,
excellent.
I am looking forward to that.
Hey, this is exciting. Chum, do you want to take a break so you can digest this in your brain?
Yeah, you know what? Let's take a little bit of a break.
Shall we Christmas it a little bit?
We are in a little bit of a...
I can see that Sandy's moving us to places. I see the glint in your eye right now.
We are in a little bit of a Christmas mood, aren't
yes, we? Yes,
we
are very much.
I suppose this would be an appropriate song to play next.
Yes.
And I mean, who doesn't love... Who doesn't love Mariah's All I Want
Maria.
For Christmas?
Maria, not Maria.
Yes, Mariah. Oh, she Kenna, wants
what's
for Christmas.
What's her nickname?
Maria.
Mimi. I always forget that Mimi.
Yeah.
But you know what?
She doesn't look like a Mimi.
She's like a Maxi.
She's not a Mimi.
Me and Mariah were connected in high school, and then I lost connection with her after high school. So the Mimi, I think, happened after I left high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she's been my Mariah.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, we got a message from, is it Ivan or
Ivan?
Ivan, right? Yes. We got a message from Ivan while Mariah was playing. Just I think Ivan wanted to ask you a question.
Yes, because he was asking, what does your guest think of the 23s or 23rds?
Right.
My mom passed away at 3:02 p.m. on the 23rd, and I was born the 20th of the 3rd at 3:20 p.m. These.
So it's quite interesting. We don't know the 23rd of which day his mom passed, but the year that he is in his year of change, and he doesn't like change. He's about money and power. And the thing is that all those fives is asking him to change and to change from within. The outside, so a lot of people want to change their names. They think they can change themselves. They can't. So he is in a year of change. And that is very, very important. Is he married?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why should he be?
Well, he's flirting. He's flirting.
Oh, really?
big time.
Hey, Chama, message me. Who is this person? I want to know.
And I'm going to warn, there's a baby coming next year. So I'm warning him.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy, when you give these predictions, I mean, are there times where you hold back on certain things that you wanted to tell people, or do you always give them everything?
You know, I try not to. And
right.
You know, the reason why I'm doing this is because when I was managing Miriam Makeba, and I got to a point where I was saying to myself, you know, where do I go after this? And who am I? And I was like, because I was so, I'd compromised myself completely to Miriam's personal life and her career internationally. And suddenly this question came. And in doing this, I was looking for who I am. It took me probably about 8 years before I was a lot more confident to tell people things about themselves. But actually, those things were actually things about me as well. And when I took that step and telling somebody, and I said to me, I said, and you know, I'm pretty much like you. That evening I went, that wasn't too bad. Okay. So, and then I got more and more confident, and I got more and more confident about my system and the response and the reaction from clients. And so whether I'm doing stock markets for people, or helping them open a business, or sorting out what's going on in the business, or a relationship, or advising their kids for careers and school, etc. The response and reaction that I get is awesome. And that is my motivation. That is what drives me, because I love a challenge. And I'm challenged because every person that I meet is not the same as anybody else that I've met before.
Sure. There are a lot of things that, you know, we can't control, because you mentioned earlier a lot of things that are going to come in our life path are, you know, they've been mapped out and they're predetermined. But, you know, there are things that some people might want to control. So, for example, your wedding day, because you're thinking, ooh, if I pick a specific day with specific numbers, this will
it's so important, because first of all, I always have to have the in-laws' dates of birth, because I don't want their numbers on that day at all.
Oh,
and I
really
want the day to be happy, celebratory, emotional, commitment. So I will always assist in picking a very good day for the couple and a neutral day that the parents are not going, is standing up and shouting and carrying
this
on.
This is interesting. So you don't want the in-laws' numbers
to affect the day.
That is so interesting.
Because the wedding is not about them. It's about the couple.
Yeah.
You know, I might get into trouble for this, but on my wedding day, my father didn't walk me down the aisle.
What was
your
date?
That morning, it was the 28th of November in 2009. And is it because of the, do you think it's because of the date?
Well, I think there was some games being played that day, and there was a lot of drama that was being instilled on that day. What year was that?
This was 2009.
And that was a five outcome. So that was telling you there was going to be relationship difficulties and power games.
Sure.
Does that make
sense
now?
It makes so much sense. Because, you know, the first time I encountered this thing of people actually going to find out when they should get married was, I'm a huge Bollywood fan. And I'd seen that in some families will actually go to the, what do you call it, the matchmaker or the wedding maker, something like
100%.
That. And that person tells them or determines when they should get married.
100%. And it's so important because, you know, there are many in-laws. You know, first of all, you've got to understand you will always marry one of your parents.
Yeah.
So then you've got the in-law that doesn't like the daughter because actually the daughter and the mother have got the same numbers. So what I'm trying to do is to create a day that is in the collective, overall, beautiful.
Sure.
And it's the same for people who are pregnant. They're having Caesars. I will assist them. We can choose the date for the Caesar, but if the baby is ready to come before, the baby is ready to come, but I'll make sure that the name that they choose, which will be chosen on the day, is fitting for the baby.
Okay, Sandy, maybe you could take us through the range of numbers and what they stand for or what they represent. I mean, are some numbers more powerful than others? Are some numbers more negative than others?
I think every number has got a positive and a negative. They've got a black and a white side. Okay, so it depends on how you want to be and how you want to drive. I mean, if you want to be a person who is going to start a pyramid scheme because you've got the whatever intentions, etc., you know, pay. You know, you've got to realize what is going to be the outcome, but they never do because they've so sort of got the dollar signs in the eyes. But each number has a positive and a negative. It depends on how many you have of one of those numbers that the impact they have. So a one is about... And it depends where the number sits. It could sit in your name. You could be born on the 9th of the 10th or the 9th of the 1st. But your first digit is going to be the digit that's in your day. Mm. So I'm going to define that more. Or if this is your life path number. So a 1 is independent, self-driven, a leader, not a follower. A life path says that's what you have to do.
Mm.
You can't be waiting on anybody else.
Mm.
A 2, which is also can be a power number, can be an 11 because an 11 adds to a 2. So a 2 is on the day it says, I join hands and I formulate partnerships. I work together with people.
Mm.
The 2 life path is you've got to not remain in the shadow. You've got to try and work at an equal level of the person or the people in partnership. You've got to share.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be walking together with people and not have issues to be subservient as the second in the partnership.
Oh, okay.
Then the 11 will be the visionary. It's as an 11 in the day, it's always out there as a consultant. It sees the bigger picture. It wants to, it does social responsibility. It's a consultant, works on contract, and it affects many people's lives. An 11 life path is Obama. So he has a really good example because he is doing his life path because, first of all, I don't care what anybody says, Obamacare lifted the masses because a power number is always about the masses.
Mm.
He lifted the masses. He reached out to Cuba to join hands. 1 + 1 = 2. He wanted to how can we work together?
Mm.
How can we? He did the same with Iran as opposed to Bush
before him.
Who just went in, you know, guns blazing. And so then we get to the number 3. 3 is dance and smile and look at, you've got a 3 in your day. You've born on the 13th, my buddy. So you're independent. The 3 tells you you've got a really strong mummy.
Mm. I do.
Yes, you do.
She's a formidable woman.
I know. But there's your artistic and creative and collective and working with groups, your smile, you're engaging. But there's a lot of artistic and creative there, and it's got write, paint, draw, make, and create.
Huh.
A 3 life path is for a woman. They don't do the word gynecology. They avoid it and they will have problems. They're either going to produce a child a year or they're going to have huge problems.
Produce a child a year.
3 is the most fertile number. It's a feminine number. Very, very fertile. And it's got a lot of issues to deal with the word mother, but their problem is with their siblings.
Huh.
Then you've got the 4, which is male and masculine and systematic and orderly. Now, your 13 adds to a 4,
yes.
Mabali. You've also got a 4 life path. And you born on the 22nd of December.
No.
So a 4 is so strong and so powerful. It's systematic. It's orderly. It doesn't do surprises. It's accountable. It's reliable. It's dependable. Loves property. It's masculine energy, and most men are petrified of the 2 of you. Sorry
yes,
for them.
That is so true, the masculine energy.
Yeah.
But you confuse them because you walk into the room with the female body.
Yes.
And they go, who does she think she is? She thinks she's the boss. She is the boss.
Do you know how many places I get to when I've been booked somewhere and they call, the first I've got Mr. Morake, then I go, no.
Yeah.
It's I'm Miss.
You must say to him, I'm Mr. and Mrs.
She is.
So that 22 power number. So a 4 is a flat in a block of flats and the 22 is the block of flats.
Wow.
A 4 is a town. And the 22 is the country.
Sure. Okay.
So it's very presidential. Were you a head girl or your head off something at school?
No.
No prefect? No, she's got Dennis the Menace in her numbers. She was naughty at school.
I was naughty at school.
Okay. So a 4 is always a builder. And 4s will build people, build buildings, build businesses, and build brands.
I was head girl in primary school.
Of course you were.
She's got a 4 life path. It'd be very interesting. 1989, 21, 21. So you're a 21, 6, 13, 19. So it's awesome because people rely and depended on you because you make decisions. And to me, you also make decisions. You know what I mean? So now we move on to
5.
5.
That look on your
face. Okay. So let's start. A 5 is marketing, sales, management, import, export, academic, diplomatic, well-mannered, procrastinator, and dishonest. And then we have a 5 life path. Hello, President Zuma.
Oh, well, there you have it.
I mean,
can we all just
sleep at night?
Pickets, our axes and pikes.
His arrogance, he sleeps at night. He's as cold as anything. He absolutely does not care. He uses people. He will always point you in the other direction.
Okay, the positives. Oh, my God. Come on, there must be something
still,
good.
It's still, you know, it's about money and power as well. That's the 5 in general.
Oh.
But it's still got the diplomat, well-mannered, you know what I mean? But it's one of the most deceitful numbers because they present themselves as wolves in sheep's clothing.
Ah.
And it's the con.
And that's why they're good at the diplomacy.
Very good at the diplomacy.
Sandy, we're almost running out of time.
Okay.
So let's get through 6, 7, 8.
6 is architect, design, ideas, and invent, and connection, and recipe, formula, chemical, mechanical, electrical, and technical. 6
wow.
Life path says you don't use your voice, you don't speak from your heart, and very good at finger pointing and blaming. 7 is music, art, theater, culture, fame, spirited,
wow.
Concert still in the boat, and you've got double 7s, I've got 5 7s, concert still for
oh,
too
wow.
long. It brings fame. It's not something you look for, it finds you. A 7 life path comes from a family of twins. There's twins in their history. A 7 life path is can be quite self-destructive, but it needs to stop shying away and compromising. 8 in the day is strong-willed, passionate, loves a challenge. 8 in the life path to me has got an 8, which says it's not about what you say, it's about how you say it. So both you and your husband need to look at communicating differently.
Mm.
9 is the chill number. It's easygoing, it's relaxed, it's calm, and it's the life path. It says money finds them.
Oh. Oh, lucky number 9.
So can we just do South Africa quickly?
Yes.
31st of May. And we are currently until May in 2017 in a 9-1 year. So we've been actually coasting along and as a country are thinking and we have now started to activate what it is that we are thinking. So that's going to start picking up. We're going into 1 year in the country, which is fortune. And I know Pravin Gordhan's headlines this morning saying we're going into a tough year. He's going into a really tough year. I'm asking him to watch his back because he's got no friends in business, although we as South Africans love him.
Tougher than what he's already been through.
Oh, you don't understand. His age is adding to a 5.
Oh,
All of the nonsense people are going to start trying to point fingers and everything at him, and I'm asking him to stick to his guns.
Fast bait
until 2018 because that's when everything comes right for Pravin. But South Africa, the rand starts to turn from January. It's born on Valentine's Day, 14th of February, 1961. It's about to turn. Our country's about to turn. It's all good. It's good.
Okay.
Good. Stand up.
It's good. Stand up.
And, you know, our age is going to be adding to an 11. We're going to be bringing in deals. We're going to be bringing in partnerships from around the world.
South Africa is on like Donkey Kong.
I'm happy to leave it at that positive
yes,
note.
Yes,
Sandy Smith, thank you so much. If people would like to get a hold of you for your services, how can they do that?
Email address sandy@numerology.co.za and website numerology.co.za.
And on Twitter, she is Sandy Numerologist.
Yep. At Sandy
You'll
Numerology.
See her on my thing. Numerology.
Yes.
You'll Numerology. Also see her on my timeline because I'm so going back for more.
Yeah.
All right. It's been a Christmas-themed music special today. But our final show is actually next week Tuesday,
It's next
right?
week. We were going to leave you today, but we love you so much. We're back next week for our final goodbye for 2016.
As so always. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all your listeners.
Thank you very much.
And to everybody here.
You can catch the podcast on cliffcentral.com. We love you very much and thank you for joining us on another edition of Sipping Tea.
Cliffcentral.com.